SRN News, I'm John Scott. Five Republican presidential candidates return to the debate stage tonight in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from Miami.
It'll be the smallest debate stage so far following Mike Pence's exit from the campaign trail and Doug Burgum's failure to qualify. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who are tied for second place in Iowa, will be joined by Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Donald Trump, who continues to hold a commanding lead, is skipping the debate and will hold a rally here in South Florida. Tonight's debate can be seen on NBC and heard on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Also at SRNNews.com, the House voting to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. Tuesday night's action was an extraordinary rebuke of the only Palestinian-American in Congress. The resolution to censure Tlaib was introduced by Republican Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia in response to what he called Tlaib's anti-Semitic rhetoric. Lawmakers who opposed censuring Tlaib cited free speech and warned of the precedent it would set. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is winning or has won re-election for a second term in Kentucky.
That a candidate should show vision and not sow division. And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now.
Beshear defeating Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. David Weiss, the prosecutor overseeing the Hunter Biden investigation, testified for nearly 7 hours Tuesday before congressional investigators, Weiss saying he had ultimate authority over the years-long case. The Dow is down 91 points. The NASDAQ losing 38 points now. This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Meanwhile, Baptist Press reporting that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's image. Stand for Life is developing various Bible-based curricula for churches, individuals, and groups. This is SRN News. Researchers say global warming may force cheetahs to change the way they hunt. Bob Agnew reports.
A new study finds endangered cheetahs are more likely to hunt at dawn and dusk on hot days, increasing their odds of conflict with other nocturnal predators. The researchers placed GPS tracking collars on 54 large carnivores in Botswana, including cheetahs, lions, and leopards. They noted that when temperatures soared to nearly 113 degrees Fahrenheit, the cheetahs became more nocturnal, increasing their odds of conflict with their larger rivals by 16%. Bob Agnew reporting.
By late afternoon Tuesday, all I-10 eastbound lanes in Louisiana were reopened, and westbound lanes were partially opened as crews cleared crash sites. A mix of smoke and fog known as super fog had triggered accidents involving multiple crashes and at least one death on the interstate. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.